There are some new history walking tours being offered in Peoria this summer.
Participants who love theater and love vaudeville and will just really eat that up. I think they're going to be really pleased with his tour.
That's Beth Johnson of the Peoria Historical Society. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what's happening in our community, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Friday, July 10th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A new report for the University of Illinois Institute for Government and Public Affairs recommends the state's Department of Corrections expand COVID-19 testing inside state prisons. Data obtained by Illinois Newsroom shows that the state prison system has only conducted about 950 COVID-19 tests as of a couple weeks ago, with about 30% of those tests coming back positive for the virus. Robin Fretwell-Wilson co-authored the latest IGPA report. She's also the director of the institute.
The key is to get as many tests as we can in place to move outside of just testing people who are symptomatic to people who are asymptomatic. We'll get at something closer to a truer rate of what the actual, you know, concern inside of the population inside the prison is.
More than 300 prisoners have contracted COVID-19 inside state prisons. At least 13 have died. Another 200 staff members have also been sickened with the virus. Currently, the prison system is dealing with an outbreak at the East Moline Correctional Center. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom today. Peoria Public Schools are moving forward with a plan for a hybrid fall semester. The school board refined some rules for in-person class. Students can still opt to go fully remote. Hot July days are pushing more restaurant goers indoors, but that can pose staffing and capacity issues for owners during the pandemic. Tri-County health officials reported 20 new confirmed COVID-19 cases Thursday. Two additional patients are in the ICU, making five total. Find more on these stories and other news at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. This week on Out and About, Beth Johnson of the Peoria Historical Society joins Jen Gordon to talk about the new history walking tours being offered throughout the summer.
Today, you'll hear from Beth Johnson of the Peoria Historical Society. She joins us to talk about the historical walking tours that are available throughout the summer. Beth, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to tell your listeners about our tours.
So, Beth, when you reached out, when you extended the call to your guides, you really just gave them carte blanche and said, whatever inspires you most about Peoria's history, we want you to write a tour around, correct?
Exactly. Corey Curtis, who's one of our younger guides, loves the Civil War and gives a fabulous Civil War tour. So he volunteered right away to go up to Soldiers Hill in the cemetery and talk at length about how the hill came to be born or came to be constructed, and who's buried there, and tell about the cannons and the monuments. And then they'll walk, they'll drive over to Mount Repose and talk about some of the Civil War generals that are buried there. So, you know, this is Corey's passion. He loves it. He knows the history inside and out, and it's going to be great.
Well, and one of the things I like about the array of topics that you have is it seems like there's something for everyone. So for instance, I am particularly interested in Peoria's past with their theaters and with the vaudeville connections. And you have a walking tour in downtown Peoria that talks about that.
Right. John Leyland has some wonderful pictures depicting the many, many theaters of the past, and he knows a great deal about them. And I think participants who love theater and love vaudeville and will just really eat that up. I think they're going to be really pleased with his tour.
As you have seen tour guides emerge from the Peoria Historical Society, how do you see those people kind of self-identify when they are ready to take on researching and learning and really diving into a pocket of Peoria's history in order to bring it to life for other people?
Well, that's an interesting question because they come to us in various ways. Sometimes they'll call us themselves. Corey Curtis walked into our office and said, you know, I'd really like to help out with the Historical Society. I love history. And so we suggested to him that he might want to become a guide, which he took us up on immediately and learned 2 tours in 1 summer. And then other times they'll come through recommendation. We have a number of retired teachers who have always loved history. And so this is, you know, really right in their area of interest. So it's kind of a combination of ways, through recommendation, through self-submission. And it's been interesting that we've had everybody from people in their 20s to people who are more mature, shall we say.
That was Beth Johnson talking about the history walking tours that are being offered throughout the summer by the Peoria Historical Society. You can see a full description of each walking tour at peoriahistoricalsociety.com and purchase tickets at 309tix.com. Beth, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jen. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and chat with you.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.
And that was just a portion of Jen's conversation with Beth Johnson. Out and About airs in its entirety Friday mornings at 8:50 during Morning Edition and Friday afternoons at 4:50 and 6:50 during All Things Considered. You can also find the full conversation at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.